104 FM WIKY, and Justin Bieber, who will be a dad soon.
Yes.
It is 8:49. Here we go. It is the Radiothon for Riley, our 20th together. Diane and I have been doing this for 20 years now. 877-719-5437. It is a power hour, thanks to Lucas Oil. $9,000 they just donated.
I know. That's amazing.
What a great, great effort they had. We're looking for Hope Heroes, $20 a month. Lucas Oil is matching that, but only until 9. We have a goal of 20. We have 7. We need 13 between now and 9 o'clock. So now's the time to donate, please. Power Hour, the first of the day. Joining us, we welcome back. We welcome her back to the Radiothon. It's Jennifer Parker. Jennifer, good morning.
Good morning.
I'll tell you what, you guys, Jennifer and Andy Parker founded the Alex and Allie Foundation in 2014. Nonprofit there powers young adults with autism and other developmental disabilities, meaningful employment opportunities, vocational training. How's that going?
Oh, it's fabulous. We just we have the Hope Gallery here in the tri-state area, named after our daughter, and we're giving hope to these adults who want to work.
Now, you know, it seems to me when we first talked to you about this, you had just got this underway.
We did.
Yeah.
2 years ago, and now we have served over 90 team members, and it's absolutely just exploded.
That's amazing.
Yeah, we never expected this kind of response, but as it turns out, so many of them want to work.
You see, here's the thing. This is another thing that we just love about this area. We just absolutely love it, and we see it, and we recognize it. You saw a need and delivered, and it just blossomed.
It did. And we just were blown away. I mean, truly blown away by the results that we've had here. So it's been fantastic.
Well, tell us about Hope, because she, you know, she was a Riley kid.
Yes. Hope is the namesake for what we do. She was diagnosed in utero with hypoplastic left ventricle. And so it was the one thing that my husband, who was a physician at Riley, it's the one diagnosis he said, I just can't handle it if our child would be diagnosed with this diagnosis.
Oh, wow. Well, so it's like half a heart, right?
Correct. So she was diagnosed with it, and we researched around the country. We looked into every place around the country to find the best care for her. And as it turns out, we felt like we would be in the best hands at Riley. My husband had worked with the surgeons at Riley. He knew the care that they gave.
I want to repeat this, okay, in case anybody missed this. Your husband was a physician, a doctor at Riley. You did research all over the country, and you and your husband, a doctor at Riley, decided that the best care available was at Riley Hospital.
Correct. And at the time, he was no longer a physician at Riley, but he knew of that care. So we did our due diligence because our baby's life was at stake.
Sure.
And it's like, we'll go wherever we need to go. So it was beautiful that we ended up at Riley. And Riley gave us the best 13 years that we could ever have imagined. She endured 4 open heart surgeries, 17 surgeries, just incredible, incredible care from the heart team there.
But 13 years.
13 years. Hope passed away 4 years ago, not related. So, yes, this is why we do things in her name. She gave a lot of people hope.
I'm looking at her picture right now. What a beautiful little girl.
Oh, she was a light. So, you know, we're going to keep this going. We're going to keep her legacy going. That's what we're committed to doing, making life better for others.
And her, yeah. And she lives through you, Hope. Hope lives through you, Jennifer.
Well, thank you.
Absolutely.
That's quite an honor.
You know what? I can feel her here. Mm-hmm. I really can.
She'd be laughing.
You know?
She would be laughing.
And that's the thing, is that all the stuff that she went through, she still was just full of joy and life and just, you know, that's amazing to me.
Well, none of us can complain. I mean, it's like, okay, and that's what I always tell myself when things get hard, when I get frustrated, and I just think, oh my gosh, she lived with half a heart with a lot of issues, and she just always had a smile. She brought joy to others, so why can't we do that?
The thing is to live with gratitude.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a lesson for us all, isn't it?
It is. It is.
Jennifer Parker, mom to Hope and the Hope Gallery.
Well, Melissa's got a picture. Is that you with Hope? Oh, at the hospital.
So child life at Riley was a godsend for us as well because it brought...
Melissa your child life?
Melissa was, but her name for Hope was Kelly. Hope decided that her name should be Kelly. So
is that right, Melissa? Yeah.
So I was Kelly.
I was Kelly every time she came into the child life zone. Every time she was admitted, my vocera would go off, and there would be somebody saying, "I'm looking for Kelly," and I'm like, "That's me." And you're like, "I thought your name was Mel," and I'm like, "Hope must be in," and they're like, "She is." Our volunteers would be so confused. They're like, "They're looking for Kelly," and I'm like, "Yep, I'll be right there." And they're like, "Okay."
But these were the relationships. We had these wonderful relationships, and it's so important when your child is having all of these procedures done that are hard, that are painful, and then the child life would be this, it's just...
See, we talk about this all the time, Jennifer. We talked about this with Melissa. That is so important, and this is exactly where this money goes. For these child life specialists.
Oh, the child life is crucial. I mean, when there is a lot of pain involved and there's a lot of procedures and a lot of fear, and then you have child life, which is just something good in the midst of all this hard stuff for a kid. They need that. They desperately need it.
And that's what this money goes for.
And I think about those open heart surgeries that she went through. She sailed through those, but when she had to have that blood draw... Because there was so much built up medical trauma that it would just be such a fight. And then the reward was, we're going to go to the zone. We're going to do crafts. We're going to play games. We're going to, you know, we're going to get new stickers. We're going to do the things that make Hope a kid.
Yep. And they need that. I mean, we would just tell you, okay, Hope, you got to do this. We got to get this done. But then you can go see Kelly. And that would be it.
You still have her as a little girl in your phone.
She's always going to be my little girl. That Hope will always have, like, I told Jennifer this morning, I still hear her, you know, like she would come into the zone and she'd be like, Mama, Kelly. And so she would tell her mom, like, I'm ready to see Kelly. And every party we had, the chance to meet celebrities, it didn't matter to her. She was going to be their best friend. I still think about the pilots that would come in at Christmas. She loved talking about airplanes and flying, and they just took her literally under their wing and would do these things. She didn't think about the hospital being a big, scary place. To her, the hospital was where her friends were. It's where she found comfort. I mean, Jennifer and I are still connected because Hope has connected us together for so long.
You'll be connected for the rest of your life.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Definitely.
How long ago did she pass away?
About four years. Yeah. Seems like yesterday.
I know.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
I know.
That's remarkable.
It's been 4 years since my brother died, right around this time
of
year.
What a remarkable story.
It was so hard, and I came in that morning, and they said, you need to go to the Heart Center. This is going to be a really hard day. And I remember I hadn't been back in the office long from being out for just, you know, something silly. And they said, we need you to come up and it's going to be a hard day. And they wouldn't tell me exactly what was happening. And then when I got upstairs, they said, we're going to need some support for the family and some legacy building and some memory making. And I got to be a part of that and just help with that. And they, you know, these families allow us into their lives. We become a part of their families. And it's because the doors opened 100 years ago because the community knew we needed this.
The Hope Gallery.
The Hope Gallery.
Jennifer, Melissa. 877-719-KIDS. This is why we do it.